In the name of Jesus, amen. God wants us to know His Word. He wants us to know His Word, to hear His Word, to believe His Word, and to be comforted by His Word. And so He gives us Pentecost. That's why it's red. Red for Pentecost, it's not red very often. Maybe once for sure, maybe twice a year, but not. It'll be a different color next weekend. Come and see, come and see. But on Pentecost, God poured out His Holy Spirit in a very dramatic way. And the disciples of God, the disciples of Jesus, began to speak the Word of God in other languages so that men from all different regions could hear the wonders of God in their own native language. Pentecost began the spread of the Christian gospel throughout the world, and that continues. If it weren't for Pentecost, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have a church. You wouldn't know about Easter. You wouldn't know about Christmas. You wouldn't know that Jesus died for you and rose for you. All of that you know, you believe, because of the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is always pointing people to Jesus, not to Himself. So who is this Holy Spirit? What does He do? Well, the Holy Spirit is God. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, but we don't have three gods, we just have one God. He's part of the Trinity. And we might say he's the low-profile member of the Trinity. He's never pointing to Himself, He's always pointing to Jesus. And we say in the Nicene Creed what He does. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life. That's what He does. He is the Lord and giver of life. That's a pretty big title. He is the Lord and giver of life. And then we say He proceeds from the Father and the Son, and together with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. And then it tells us how He is the Lord and giver of life. He speaks. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He speaks. He doesn't give us like little feelings inside of us, like we say, oh, I can feel the Holy Spirit. That's not the way that He works. And that can lead to all kinds of strange things. He doesn't speak like in a little voice in our head, like we can hear Him in some way. He speaks by, what do we say in the Creed? He spoke by the prophets. In other words, He speaks by God's Word. Old Testament, New Testament. That's how the Holy Spirit speaks. We're not left trying to figure out what God thinks. We don't have to. We have His Word. It's written down for us. There are those who would say, well, you know, you can discern what the Holy Spirit is doing by watching world events, watching the news. And there are people who talk that way. Some event will make the news, and somebody will say, I think God is trying to tell us something. No, He's not. That's not how He works. God is not sending us cryptic messages that somehow have to be decoded. We're sheep. We're not that smart. And that's not how God works. God is clear. And He's clear because He gives us His Word. He's not trying to be secret or hidden. He is clear, and so He gives us His Word, which is a word of life, and that Word speaks to us through the prophets, Old Testament and New Testament. And the day of Pentecost proclaims the goodness of God, because on that day, God wanted to be clear that people should call upon His name, so that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord should be saved. God did not send His Son to the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. And so it happens that men, women, children have come to faith in Jesus by hearing the good news of what God has done. And that happens as we hear the Word of God. If you had come to Holy Trinity back in 1920, church was on Illinois Street then, the one they tore down. If you had come to church, Holy Trinity, in 1920, you probably would have turned around and left because you wouldn't have understood anything that was happening. The whole church service was in Slovak. It wasn't until January of 1923 that English services were introduced, and then it wasn't the Sunday morning service. It was a separate service on Sunday night. It would take a number of years yet before they would begin to introduce English into the main Sunday morning service. It took a while. And I can only imagine that had a little bit of tension. You know, the old timers would have been like, oh, you know, no, that's, we're going to stick with Slovak. That's our language. That's what we know. And the young people with their children would be, wait, we're in America. Our kids are learning English in school. We'd like to have church in English. And there would have been that tension until they gradually made that move to having English as a regular part of their Sunday morning worship service. One language was dominant, but then gradually another language became dominant. It took about a generation and a half. And now today, nobody in our congregation could have a conversation in Slovak. Now, I know some of you know a few words. You can say Jak Shumash and Dobra, and you can say hi, how are you, and that kind of thing. But to have a conversation, nobody in our church could do that. Nobody in our congregation could read a book in Slovak. It's gone. Why? Because we speak English. We're not Slovak speakers anymore. And we come to hear the Word of God in a language that we can understand. That's the church's task, to speak the Word of God and the good news of Jesus Christ, Him crucified and risen for us, in a language we can understand, that's found only in Jesus. And so we need to be able to hear it in a way that we can understand it. God has given us that gift. But you still have some responsibility there. You still have some responsibility there. Those people who witnessed that first Pentecost, they were just, you know, milling around Jerusalem. They were Jewish people who had come to Jerusalem to worship. To worship the God of the Old Testament. God didn't zap them when they were just out walking around. And so today, God doesn't zap people with the Holy Spirit when they're simply walking around town. How does the Holy Spirit get at us? He gets at us through the Word of God. That's how God works, through the Word. And so you bear some responsibility for that. You can place yourself in a situation where that Holy Spirit has access to you. How does that happen? It happens as you put yourself under the Word of God. And of course that happens when we come to church. We come to church, we hear it, we sing it, we pray it. We're reminded of that Word of God was put on us in our baptism. We receive that Word of God into our very bodies through His Holy Supper. But even then, that's an hour, maybe a little bit more or less, once a week. Twice a week during Advent and Lent. The rest of the week, what do? I would encourage you to be in God's Word. Christians are people who are in God's Word. And I'm not saying that to shame anybody, but rather to encourage you. If it's been a while since you've made regular Bible reading a habit, maybe this summer would be a good time to put that into practice. And you don't have to, you know, you don't have to keep it simple. Keep it simple. First of all, have a Bible that you can read. I know we have some King James fans, diehard King James readers. That's fine. If you like King James, go with it. But if you find that language is a hindrance for you because we don't talk that way anymore, get a Bible translation that you can read. I know we use the English Standard Version here in church. Start with the Gospel of John. Read the Gospel of John, and then read the other Gospels. Read the Psalms. As you spend time in God's Word, you are putting yourself in a place where the Holy Spirit can be the Lord and giver of life for you. Join a Bible class. Get together with fellow Christians who are also trying to figure out what God's Word means. So that happens as we put ourselves under the Word of God. Jesus said, "If you continue in my Word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, you might say, oh, I'm not a reader, Pastor. I don't like to read. That's okay. Maybe you're not a good reader. Not everybody is. Not everybody likes to read. There are all kinds of resources out there. If you have a cell phone, there's all kinds of apps you can get. You can listen to the Word of God on your phone. And once again, that puts you in a place where the Holy Spirit has access to you to be the Lord and giver of life for you. He's in you by your baptism, and He wants to continue to help you as you live out your life in Christ by the Word of God. That's why God gives us Pentecost, that the Holy Spirit would work through the Word, and that Word would continue to spread. God is clear. He gives us that gift through His Word, because we can't get it on our own. We can't get the Holy Spirit by our own reason or strength. We get the Holy Spirit when He calls us by the gospel, when He enlightens us with His gifts, when He sanctifies us, keeps us in the one true faith by that Word, and in the same way He keeps the whole Christian church together with Jesus Christ in the one true faith by that Word. Drink deeply of that Word, because it's living water. Drink deeply of it, regularly of it, because Jesus is Lord, and He's clear and wants you to know what He has done for you and for the whole world. In His name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.